call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am very good. And last week, we talked about how Super Saturday was going to be this huge thing, but it was a bit of a non-event.
Yeah, it definitely was. So as we spoke about last week, leading up to these by-elections, there was a lot of talk about the government potentially winning back a couple of seats that were held by the opposition. And it turned out that that wasn't to be. So there was actually a bit of a swing towards Labour, which is the opposition party, which is essentially the exact same swing that basically every by-election has sort of returned. So I guess the one thing that we really did learn was that Australians really just do not care about the dual citizenship saga. Every time somebody's had the opportunity to get re-elected, the public's re-elected them.
And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's looking a little bit... what's the word?
Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing for him. Like, it didn't have to be, because it's really been quite clear that the Australia does want to vote in these people who've had their positions taken away from them.
Just because
the way
he framed it.
Yeah, but he's sort of made it quite a bit about... it being a contest between him and the opposition leader, and saying if the opposition leader loses any of these seats, then his leadership's going to be under question. It's going to be a disaster for him. And because that didn't happen, it's kind of been spoken about in the other direction, that it's a disaster for Malcolm Turnbull and it's a disaster for his policies, especially the tax cuts that he wants to bring in for big business, which has caused a lot of controversy in Australia, I guess.
Is there any kind of notable results from the election?
Yeah, I think pretty much the only thing that we could really say was overly notable was that One Nation, which is our far-right party, which has quite a stronghold in Queensland, got it got quite a high percentage in a Queensland electorate, the Queensland electorate of Longman, and I think it got a swing of about 5%. But it also showed that there's a lot of concern about where One Nation put their preferences, whether they go for the working class Labor or the right-wing Liberal. And I think what we really learned is that they, regardless of who they preference, I think, Labor in the federal election and Liberal in the by-election.
Right.
One Nation voters will essentially just vote wherever they choose, and there really just isn't that much of an impact when it comes to two-party preferred.
Also seeing that the government has put about $4.7 million into endometriosis.
Yeah, so they've launched a national action plan to try and improve diagnosis and treatment around endometriosis.
Awesome.
Because I guess being a sort of invisible women's disease that very frequently gets misconstrued as just severe period pain, there really hasn't been that much discussion about it for a really long time. And in the past couple of years, we've had some very high-profile women come out and say, this has happened to me. Most notably, I think, was one of our Olympic swimmers came out and said that she was actually battling it throughout the Olympics and had to have surgery immediately after the Olympics because she was essentially having her organs tear apart inside
Absolutely,
her, which
yeah.
is pretty horrific.
And do we, I mean, it says that the government has launched this action plan. Do we know sort of anything that will be part of that action plan or some steps?
I think there's a lot of funding to try and make surgeries happen quicker. I think a lot of people have had the issues of just waiting really long time, sometimes even years, to get the surgery to get rid of endometriosis. And there's a lot for advocacy because awareness is still a very big issue. Women are still told either by family or by even doctors or even just telling themselves that this is just normal. It's just a normal thing for women to experience. And making sure that people are aware when things are going wrong, I think, is one of the big emphases of the plan.
Absolutely. I also see that there's been a bit of back and forth with plastic bags.
Yeah, so recently the eastern states and Western Australia, so Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, the real big states in Australia, introduced a policy, or at least the big supermarkets introduced a policy where people would now have to pay 15 cents to have plastic bags at the supermarket.
Right.
And the basic idea is that if people have to pay for plastic bags, they'll buy reusable bags instead.
Exactly.
And use those, which is a policy that my state's had for about 10 years. And people have been furious that they've suddenly had to pay 15 cents for their plastic bag. Oh. And they're saying that it's all about ripping the shopper off. And a lot of people just don't seem to be grasping the concept of reusable bags. And following that panic, Coles, one of the biggest supermarkets, actually decided that they were going to backflip and start handing out plastic bags for free, and that policy lasted about 24 hours before they had to reverse that one again.
My goodness. You think it's common sense by now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been South Australians who've had it for a long time. They've kind of been looking at this with a lot of amusement because it's been so long since we've had free plastic bags. I mean, we still wrap our vegetables in plastic bags, but most of us just have a sort of collection of canvas bags that we use, so we never even have to worry about it.
Well, it's becoming, you know, here as well, people, it's becoming far more popular to just bring your own bags and reusable bags, and it's a, you know, it's a great thing, and that's what should be happening. But we've had a quite a prominent high-profile journalist speak out in support of Coles and saying that what they did was good because he thinks plastic bags should also be free. So it's even jumped across the ditch.
That's interesting. I guess we there's a lot of talk as to whether or not it's going to make a real environmental change.
Exactly, but
I guess in having had the policy for a long time, it really does change the culture around the use of plastic, that it becomes something that we actually see as having monetary value as well as having value when it comes to recycling.
Exactly.
So it's a little bit more about the culture than it is about the actual impact of the singular plastic bag.
And it's definitely a generational thing. It's kind of interesting to watch it roll through.
There's been a lot of stories of old people yelling at supermarket workers in the past couple of weeks.
Oh, what fun. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel, and we'll chat to you again next week.
All right, talk to you soon.
See you later.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.